This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March the 8th, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open session of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, March 8, 2007 will come to order. I am presiding over the meeting today in the absence of the chairman, who is not able to be here for personal reasons. Before we get to the minutes and our formal agenda, I want to note, because I couldn't fail to note, that this is the last meeting at which former Chairman Toner will serve as a member of the Federal Election Commission. For the last more than 5 years, he's been a colleague and friend to me, and indeed to every commissioner with whom he served. He is an attentive administrator, a lawyer's lawyer, and particularly in his term as chairman, he led the commission through some very difficult administrative challenges and some complex legal issues with equal skill. He exercised good judgment, sound discretion, and a real goal-oriented focus that helped to lead the commission in the resolution of some very difficult issues. The rulemakings that we completed in 2006 were probably the most significant in the Commission's history that weren't enacted because of a direct legislative mandate. The enforcement cases that we concluded in 2006 are, by probably a couple of measures, the most significant ever concluded in terms of the penalty size and the legal significance of the issues that we were dealing with. Those cases are not likely to be rivaled anytime soon. I think all of us feel sometimes that this can be a thankless or at least thanks short job, that making difficult policy choices and exacting contentious settlements in enforcement cases often doesn't win you friends either way. And so I want to assure the former chairman that he has our thanks and best wishes as he embarks on the next portion of his career. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Your remarks are very kind, and I want to thank all of my colleagues for their patience with me over the years and good cheer and terrific work. And all of the staff here at the commission, it really has been a privilege to serve here during the last 5 years, particularly with all the legal changes that we've been contending with and the tremendous progress we've made in so many different areas. It's been a real privilege for me. I'm not very good at this kind of thing, so I'll be very brief, but I do want to personally thank my team who's been with me and did such a great job. Ann Reel, who's been with me every day I've been here, and literally every step of the way, a tremendous public servant who has been with the commission since the early 1980s, and the agency is very much the better for it. Also want to thank Melissa Lorenza, who has moved on to much greener pastures, but who did tremendous work in many different areas, particularly in the rulemaking side of things, and really worked tirelessly in that endeavor, particularly the work that we did last year on the coordination rulemaking and the internet rulemaking. And I also want to thank Stephanie Wolfson, who served with me and worked with me when I was chairman and vice chairman, and also for a little bit of time this year, and did a terrific job while she was here. But Mr. Vice Chairman, thank you for your kind remarks. I will miss everyone a great deal. It was an honor to have a chance to work here, and I know that the agency is in terrific shape and is doing great things and will continue to do so in the future. Thank you.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also wanted to say something from our side of the table. When I got here, Michael was already here, although we've always been considered paired. We're in paired terms. And one of the first things that Michael said to me when I came here, since I came in the odd posture of immediately going to the leadership of my side, and I got to make these kind of decisions, he said, "Why don't you put yourself on the regs committee?" And foolishly or not, I did that, and Michael and I served on the regs committee together for most of our tenure here. And obviously there were many issues that we did not come at from the same perspective walking in the door, but what I most appreciate about Michael is that he always was willing to roll up his sleeves. We'd sit down and get the pads out and the papers and start scribbling on them, and somehow starting out from different perspectives, we managed to find some place in between that we could both live with, and I really appreciate the fact that in all those disagreements, there was very little anger expressed. It was always done with good spirit and good faith and a great deal of grace. And I've enjoyed working with you personally, and I wish you the very best going forward. I know that the skills that you brought to the commission that allowed you to be very successful here will stand you in very good stead as you go off to the private sector. I thought about reading a poem, but I'm saving that for the farewell party.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right.
May I just say a word, too?
Commissioner Walt?
I just want to say, as a new member of the commission, that my first experience of a chairman was of you, and that it was really one of the greatest pleasures of walking in the door was having the opportunity to have you as a chair. And the courtesy you extended to me and as a novice, and the way you were willing to serve as not only a mentor but an educator on how a chairman ought to be, and the civility that you conducted yourself throughout, some very difficult decisions, both regarding how we conduct our own affairs internally and the rulemaking issues and the litigation, was really a great display of leadership. And I'll always remember that and respect you for it. It was a great honor to be on the commission while you were chair.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Commissioner Ron Spakowski.
All right, I'll take the final step. I want to say... Chairman Toners? Emma Reedus now, right? I want to thank you for all the help that you gave to me also when I first came on. Edmund Burke, who was a great English statesman and a great friend to what would become the United States, even during the Revolution, once said that your representative owes you, in talking about public servants, not just his industry, but also his judgment, and that he betrays instead of serves you if he sacrifices his judgment to your opinion. And I want to tell you that the one thing I've always saw, no matter what we were dealing with, regulatory rulemakings, enforcement cases, was that you always applied your best judgment in trying to figure out what would be the best outcome for the American public and our whole democratic system, and sometimes taking positions that might engender unfair criticism in the press. And that taught me a very, very valuable lesson, and I want to thank you also for your many years of public service here. Thanks.
And the first formal item on our agenda is correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Walther.
Mr. Chairman, I move for the approval of the minutes for March 1st, 2007, as set forth in agenda document 0718.
Commissioner Walther has moved approval of the minutes. All in favor will say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes by vote 5-0 with myself, Commissioner Toner, Commissioner Von Spakovsky, Commissioner Weintraub, and Commissioner Walther in favor, and the chairman absent as previously noted.